Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today's podcast is going to be short and sweet as I'm headed out the door to the Mile High Profit Summit, but it kind of ties into this event. So this is a big deal for the fight, big deal for Tom, big deal for everyone involved in the contractor fight throwing this event in Denver. And since we announced it in the spring, we got our marching orders for what our role was within it. We've been planning feverishly, looking at it as like a beacon, like the end of the season to signal to kind of the cumulative awesomeness of 2021 for everybody at the company. And starting in about beginning of July, right before the 4th of July, my favorite holiday, I had these customers. And I can't go into details because I'm pretty sure they're going to be taking me to court at some time. But I will go as far as to say that these people are fucking insane. And when I say that, I don't say that lightly. After 20 years in business, I've never experienced anything quite like these two. Communications were Jekyll and Hyde. The novella emails that I received at the end of every day were completely unhinged and just so spite-filled. It was just completely unnecessary. We're just painting your fucking house, the outside of your house. But as I dug deeper and tried to accommodate these people with crew sizes and pretty much anything I could, every arrow in my quiver to try and make these people happy, short of refunding money, which was never an issue, ironically, they just kept coming after me. And I kept trying to help. And it just slowly eroded my mojo. Every single day that this went on, I let it go on for about 6 weeks. And we weren't there the whole time. I pulled us off the job for a while, trying to just regroup, reset things with the homeowner. But it just kept dragging on. And it came to a head when I was up in Maine with my wife. And I got an email like 9 o'clock at night, like an asshole. I checked my phone and I was only doing it because we abandoned our kids back in Massachusetts when we go up north. And I read it and I immediately got bent. I was seeing fucking red. I was pissed. Then I look over at my wife and she's glaring at me. And I was like, fuck, now I've done it. 31 years, very little things on the business side. I'll leave the personal side untouched, please. But very few times has Kate lit me up over business issues. But tonight was the night. And let me tell you, she tore me a fucking new one. Because essentially, as I let these people erode my mindset, knock me off my game, it eroded everything around me. My family communications took a hit. I know my crew communications took a hit. I know my sales took a hit. And it took Kate coming just short of giving me a hit to snap back to reality. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you ruining this weekend dealing with those people? They're out of their fucking minds. She'd been telling me for weeks just to be done with them. I started giving her some excuses. Oh, I'm just trying to do what's right. I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to propel the trades forward by, you know, not being the type of thing you see on the news. And she's like, if you're not going to listen to me, why don't you listen to your buddy Tim? My buddy Tim, other contractor, other coach, CSA, told me 2 days in when this started up, just get the hell out of there, Dan. What are you doing? These people are going to eat you alive. They're going to ruin your soul. And I was like, no, man, I got all these skills. I got these people skills I've learned. I got all these tricks. I got all these things I can do to make things right. And trust me, I tried them all. And it wasn't until my wife of 31 years freaking virtually grabbed me by the collar and shook me and said, end this shit now. Focus on what's good and get on with your life. That I actually took that advice. So my point to all of you is guard your mindset like the gold it is. don't let the speed bumps that show up in business, be it financial pitfalls, shitty customers, like this case, partners that bail on you, whatever it is, those things are all just expect it. It's life, right? Life's a fucking bitch. So, but don't let your mindset get sacrificed in that mist. Protect it virtually with your life, because ultimately it is your life. So with that, I bid adieu. Get after it. I'll see you all next week on Friday Bales. Thanks for listening.